What a friend we have in Jesus. All sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Aren't you glad that you get to talk to Him and you get to hear back from Him? What a friend we have in Jesus. I'm so grateful that I am His. And as one of the phrases of a song says, and He is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I want you to look at someone, tell them, I'm an heir of salvation. Tell them, I belong to God. Tell them, I'm private property. So when the devil comes knocking on your door, the first thing he needs to read is no trespassing. Private property. I've been bought with a price. I'm owned by God. Hallelujah. And my owner is so good. And he is so worthy of praise. Amen. Aren't you glad that you belong to God? Aren't you glad that you have the ability to surrender your will to God? Amen. That's easy to say. Let's turn in our Bibles tonight to the book of Romans, chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12, if we have our Bibles. I'm just going to begin reading with verse number 1. I'm going to communicate. I don't know if it's going to be teaching or preaching or telling or yelling, but I'm just going to communicate. I'm going to do my best to share some things the Lord has put in my spirit for my benefit so that I can be a partaker and so that I am also able to share with those He loves, and that is you. Romans chapter number 12, I'll read just a few verses, beginning with verse number 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, not by the judgment of God, not by the righteousness of God, but by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Everybody say, your body. A living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, a living sacrifice. There's some things that need to be dead, but there's other things that need to be alive. Your old man needs to be dead, but your new man needs to be alive. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Everybody say, but be ye transformed. By the renewing of your mind. It takes more than just going to church and shouting, praising, having a good time to be transformed. Something has to take place internally. You've got to have a renovation of your thinking. Your mind's got to be changed if you're going to live a different life. Praise God. Somebody say, God, I need help up here. Amen. Your thought process, your perceptions. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The will of God is good, it is acceptable, it is perfect. And it can be proven. But there's a way to prove the will of God. For I say, through the grace that is given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Everybody say sober. According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace of God. Everybody say according to the grace of God. It's not according to your ambition. It's according to the grace of God that is given unto us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching, he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. And he that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Now verses 9 through verses number 21, I'm going to make this statement, and you could agree or disagree, but I believe that especially verses 9 through 21 are the keys to living an anointed life. I wish somebody would take a note. Because if you want to live an anointed life, it's going to require sacrifice. It's going to require great effort on your part. I don't want to just be anointed when I minister. I want to have an anointed life. Jesus wasn't just anointed when he ministered. His whole life was anointed. And wherever he went, there he was, all of him, everywhere, all the time. He was consistent. So here's the keys. Let love be without dissimulation. And I encourage you to search and get understanding of these scriptures. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Everybody say patient in tribulation. If you're going to live an anointed life, you've got to have patience. Because you're going to go through some things. And you can call it tribulation. Amen. Continuing instant in prayer. Everybody say continue. Instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints. Someone say giving. Given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Verse 21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. These are major keys that we need to apply to our everyday living if we are going to walk in the anointing. Everybody say, you can walk in the anointing if you choose to. Tell somebody, you can walk in the anointing if you choose to. Amen. Let me say this. God is powerful. God is absolutely powerful. There's no question. There shouldn't be any question in your mind as to whether or not God is all powerful. I want to say it again. God is all powerful, and he has put his spirit in us. That means there is power in you and I by the spirit. So the question is not, is God powerful? The question is, are we strong in him? Are we strong in the Lord and in the power of his might? I'm going to speak some things tonight that's going to help you if you want to be helped. If you want to stay right where you are, that's exactly where you're going to stay. In fact, you'll probably digress. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord progressively. We're going to be proactive. We're going to grow. Amen. We're going to develop. We're going to mature. We're going to see God. We're going to hear God. We're going to feel God. Amen. We're going to be able to recognize and perceive God. Because we have made up our minds that we're going to walk with him. And if we walk with him, we're going to become like him. Why don't you high five somebody and tell them, I'm becoming more like him. I am becoming more like him. Hallelujah. Do you want that? Is that what you want? Hallelujah. Why is it important for us to become more like him? You ever thought about that? Why is it so important for us to become more like Him? Why is it so important that we live an anointed life? It's very simple, because the world needs a real Jesus. The world needs a real Jesus. They need a living, resurrected Christ who is able to comfort them and strengthen them and heal them and bless them and guide them and help them. There's a reason why. Let's pray in Jesus' name. You can be seated already. I'm sorry. I've kind of overlooked the fact that you need to sit down while I stand up. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for this service. Thank you for the sweet anointing of your Spirit, God, that dwells not just above us, not just moving on us, but it's in us right now. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the strength, oh God, that you have infused us with in this inner man. I'm so thankful, Lord, that I get to sit down at your table and eat. I'm so thankful, Lord, that you are my shepherd and my God and my King and my refuge, and you're a present help in the time of trouble. I thank you, Lord, that your presence is here right now. You're not on your way, but you're already here. And oh, we want to recognize you, Lord, hallelujah, and be able to tune our spirit into what you want to do and say to us tonight in this service. God bless, in Jesus' name, amen. Can we worship the Lord for just a moment? Amen, hallelujah. I don't feel like I'm going to be sermonizing tonight, but I do feel like I'm going to be speaking as an oracle of God in this service, and I hope that you would reciprocate. I hope that you would return and say, praise God, amen, hallelujah, I believe God, that's what I want. My soul is hungry and thirsty to know more of this Jesus, hallelujah. I'm not satisfied with just a routine. I'm not satisfied with just going through the motion. I'm not satisfied with just being on the mountain on Sundays. I want to walk with God. I want to talk with God. I want to have the testimony that Enoch had. He walked with God and was not, and God took him. One of these days, those people that have pleased the Lord are going to be taken out of this place. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? I said, one of these days, the people that please God are going to be taken up out of this place, and we're going to behold Him in all of His splendor and glory, and we will forever be with the Lord, our God, our Maker, our Savior, and our Redeemer. Praise God. I feel Him here tonight. I wanted to share these things with you because I believe that there are things before us that we have tasted, but there's more than just a little taste, a little feeling, and it is this: we can live a very anointed life. The prophet in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 61, verses number 1. 61, beginning with verse number 1, says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me." Everybody say, He's anointed me. He's anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Everybody say, preach. Say, bind up the brokenhearted. When you look into the eyes of the people in this world, you should soon recognize and realize that there are many, many brokenhearted people. Have you noticed? Have you noticed when you look into the eyes, when you look into their very soul, that you can see a broken heart, that you can see a damaged soul? Hallelujah. You can see hurt and pain and affliction everywhere. You see deception and disease and darkness and death. It's everywhere. I want to tell you this. You're not going to reach them with intellect. You're not going to reach them with talent. You're not going to reach them with your raw power and your education. There's only one thing that's going to reach them, and it is the anointing. Amen. That's why the church is still here, because only the anointing can destroy the yoke. If the church is taken out of here, there is no anointing to destroy anything. But as long as the church of the living God is upon on the earth, amen, and we're still living and breathing and moving in him, there's going to be an anointing to destroy yokes, to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. I'm telling you, this church is anointed, and we've got to wake up to the power that is in us and learn that we can walk in it, not just feel it. We can walk in it, not just touch it on Sunday. I want an anointed life. I was talking to my son about this on several occasions, and again today, I told him, I said, son, there's a reason why I want to walk in the anointing. I told him, I said, there are so many needs. There are so many people. We have family, not just next door neighbors, but we have relatives. We have cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents and moms and dads and siblings and spouses and people that are dear to us. And we cannot reach them with human ability. We can't cast out devils with our own ability. We have to have the anointing. We have to have, what is the anointing? I want to tell you what the anointing is. The anointing is Jesus Christ active in your life. When Jesus Christ is active in your life, amen, you have the ability to touch, to minister, to preach, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive. I don't know how you feel, but I'm not content with just coming to church. I want to be the church. I want to be an anointed man of God, because there are people out there that are full of disease and darkness and deception. And I'm telling you, they need more than a man. They need a man of God. They need more than a next door neighbor. They need a woman of God. They need the church to be anointed and to be able not to wait till Sunday. But we can pray on Monday and virtue can be released from us. Not from our old man, not from carnality, but from that which dwells within us. Somebody say, greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He that is in the world is advocating darkness and deception and disease. But we are here to bring life, and life more abundantly, not of ourselves, but because of the anointing. We are powerful. Hallelujah. And we can bring life where there is death. Oh, would you raise your voices and your hands? I hope the Holy Ghost communicates to your spirit today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope the Holy Ghost communicates to your spirit and helps you understand that there's greater potential that you and I can tap into. Hallelujah. Proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim, everybody say proclaim. So we're going to preach, we're going to bind up, we're going to proclaim, amen, the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God. Amen. This is another thing we can do with the anointing. We can comfort all that mourn. Hallelujah. I didn't say we can stop them from mourning, but we have the power to comfort them that mourn. Why? Because we have the comforter. We have the source of all comfort. We have the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just a few days ago, I went up to memorial service. My cousin was murdered, and it's just a tragic situation, but I made up my mind. I told the Lord, I said, God, I'm here, and I'm going to minister to them, and I'm going to comfort them. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost helped me, and that's exactly what I did. I ministered to them. I touched them. I comforted them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when I got done, they were hugging, amen, and kissing and embracing one another. They felt the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They told me, they said, son, you saved the day, but I got good news. It's not me. It's Christ in me. It's the anointing in me that can save the day. And I'm telling you, you're an anointed son of God. You're an anointed child of God. And there's power in you. There's ability in you. There is strength in you. There is divine intelligence in you. If you'll just tap into it and utilize it, you'll make a difference in your world. Won't you high five somebody? Tell them, I want to make a difference in my world. I want to make a difference in my world. And you can. I'm telling you, you can. You can. For so many years, I surrendered and bowed to my complex and my concepts and my perceptions of myself. And that's the problem. We're focused on self and not who we are in Christ. But the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, Brother Jim, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's what I want to live according to. I want to live according to that knowledge. I want to walk in the newness of life. It's my choice. I have the power to, but I have to choose to. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God gives you the power to live and to be a son of God, but you've got to have knowledge. And that comes from the Spirit of truth. And God's the source of both. He's the seed of divine intelligence and power. So he can give you knowledge and wisdom as well as ability to execute. Isn't that wonderful? The anointing is incredible. And the anointing is not just something you feel. The presence of God, everybody can feel the presence of God. I believe that. I believe it's possible for everybody to feel the presence of God. Now, you can believe or not, but I do believe that everybody can feel the very presence of God. And I think the Lord delights in making himself known and making his presence known to people, especially when they get around us. When they come into a service like this, they feel things. They feel something. Something moves their humanity. Something touches their mind. That's the presence of God. The presence of God is not just in a building. The presence of God is in a people. Amen. Someone say, that's us. Amen. It emanates from us. Hallelujah. I heard a young man say one time, he come in, he didn't have the Holy Ghost. He was a young fellow, probably in his teens. And he looked at me and he said, man, I feel the power of God in here. He wasn't born again, didn't have the Holy Ghost or anything, but he said, I feel the power of God. Isn't that amazing that the soul of man can recognize the power of his creator? Huh? No wonder the devil don't want them people to be coming in this church. Because you can't deny what you feel. Huh? All right. So the anointing is more than just a feeling. We know the presence of God can be experienced, it can be manifest, it can be felt. But the anointing is more than a feeling. You can be quickened by the anointing and not feel anything. You can be quickened by the anointing because the anointing, not only can there be a physical presence, but anointing can just be a word brought to you, a quickening. The anointing, in my opinion, activates all the gifts of the Spirit at any time. And so we're gonna help you. We're going to give you some keys so that you can walk in the anointing. And not just experience the anointing on Sunday. How many wants to walk in the anointing on Monday? On Tuesday? Hallelujah. On Wednesday? Oh, yeah, hump day. We're going to walk in the anointing. On Thursday? Oh, yeah. It's all down here from now, right? Friday? What about Friday? Friday, we're not worried about anointing because that's payday for some people. We're not worried about anointing. We're worried about Burger King and a Happy Meal at McDonald's and whatever, you know, getting some fried chicken. I don't know. We're not worried about the anointing. Honestly, I want to walk in this anointing. I want to walk in the Spirit. I believe it is possible. My son, he's not in here, so I won't embarrass him. But some very unique things are happening. And if you pray for my family, please continue to do so. But some very extraordinary things are happening with my son particularly that it's very obvious to me. I'll give him an assignment. I mean, I'm his dad, but I'm also mentoring him right now, little by little. I'm not pushing him. I'm kind of fertilizing the ground a little bit and nurturing him and giving him nuggets and giving him assignments. And he's doing it. He's being faithful and he's following my instruction. So I said, okay, son, I want you to listen to this message, this man of God. This will bless you. And I said, I'll be back. And so I left the room and. He was beginning to listen to this message. Well, I came back. I was riding my bicycle. I came back about 20 or 25 minutes later, and I opened the door. And when I opened the door, he had a Bible in one hand. He had his other hand lifted, and he was speaking with tongues. And he was just worshiping God and just letting what was being communicating just resonate and circulate and move through his spirit. Amen. And then he just took his Bible. And he said, here, read this verse of scripture. And of course, when he read it, it just inspired me instantly. I said, wow, that's powerful. And I got up and church the next service and began quoting the things I read in that verse, because there was such an anointing flowing in that room at that particular moment. And that's just one of many, many different occasions where I've been awakened early in the morning, really early in the morning, too early sometimes, and I'm woke up because I hear someone speaking in tongues, and it's Cameron. Every day he's praying in the Holy Ghost. I don't know what he's saying. Obviously it's not my English, but he's speaking in tongues, and sometimes he's warring and sometimes he's rejoicing. And every day I said, son, that's what it's all about. It's about learning to just live with Jesus and walk with Jesus and talk with Jesus. And he's having visions and he's having dreams and he's been using the gifts of the Spirit. There's already been tongues and interpretation. Hallelujah. He didn't learn this. This didn't come from secular education. He didn't learn this in a classroom. He learned this by getting along with God, learning to just be still in the presence of God and know that he is God. Hallelujah. And he is a rewarder of them that not passively or casually, but those that diligently seek him. I wonder tonight, am I among a people, amen, that have determined in your spirit, I'm not going to be casual or passive about my relationship with God. I'm going to seek him. I'm going to be fervent about it. I'm going to be diligent about it, because one of these days Jesus is coming. Amen. And when he makes up his mind he's coming, you know the story. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Whether it's predetermined, I guess it is. But when he gets ready to come, he is coming, and there's not going to be anything to stop him. And those that have made themselves ready, those that are walking with Jesus and talking with Jesus and living an anointed life, not just having church and having a few good spiritual moments, but those that are walking with him, he's going to take us out of this place. I'm telling you, I'm going to be one of them, and you're going to be one of them. Come on, raise your hands if you want to be the people that are taken out of this place. Hallelujah, because the anointing that is in us is going to transform us. Translate us, and we're going to reach that final stage of sonship, and that is glorification. Come on, raise your hand, say, I'm going to be glorified. I'm going to be glorified. This corruption is going to put on incorruption. This mortality is going to put on immortality. I'm going to be clothed with a new garment, and it's not going to be flesh and blood. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to have a new body. Oh, yes, oh, yes. And it's the Spirit in us that's going to bring that to pass. Why don't you grab your neighbor by the hand and say, the anointing is here tonight. Come on, grab your neighbor by the hand. Tell them the anointing of the Holy Ghost is working right now. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is communicating right now. Tell them it's for you. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. You can have the anointing on your job. You can have the anointing when you're sitting in the courtroom. You can have a little talk with Jesus. Sometimes I got to tell my son, would you stop speaking in tongues for a moment so we can talk? Ooh. Oh, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long to be like him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask, ooh, hallelujah, to be like him. I want to know him. He's the firstborn of many brethren, and we are the brethren. We are the brethren. Behold, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when we shall see him, we shall be like him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That is your spiritual destiny, ladies and gentlemen. That is your destiny, to become like him in all facets. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. I love it when I can walk into a church and I see Jesus. I hear Jesus. I look over there and I say, whoa, he acts like Jesus. I look over there and I say, oh, he talks like Jesus. I look over there and say, oh, he moves like Jesus. I come over here and I say, he preaches like Jesus. He talks like Jesus. Oh, yes, he prays and he ministers and he comforts like Jesus. I love to see Jesus when I come to church. And I want to tell you, the world is looking for a Jesus. That's why the enemy's working so hard to provide a counterfeit, because the enemy knows that he's been very effective at producing a counterfeit. But we're not going to stand for that. The church of the living God is powerful and anointed, and we're going to move in the Spirit, and we're going to show the world who Jesus really is. And when they see and hear what he's all about, they're going to recognize the difference. I said they're going to recognize the difference when they see the real thing. Clap your hands and shout. Oh, bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him, because he's the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. To give beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Come on, shake your head. Say, he going to get some glory. My God's going to be glorified in the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God is going to receive glory when I start walking in the anointing. My God is going to receive glory when you and I start walking in the anointing. Because what is the anointing? It's Christ. The anointing is Jesus Christ in spirit. Because if you look in the Old Testament, the word for anointing is Mashiach. The Hebrew word is Mashiach. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But Mashiach, the English translation of that Hebrew word is Messiah. So wherever there was anointing from heaven, it was Messiah. It was Spirit of the Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You and I need to wake up to the greater reality that there is liberty to live as a son of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To be set free from the power of darkness and the power of deception. We are the sons of God, and we need to wake up and start walking like it and talking like it and living like it and behaving like the sons of God. Oh, yes. Is this too much for a Wednesday night? I can't help it. I just knew I was going to be ministering at not too long ago. So this is unction, ladies and gentlemen. This is unction. This is not my brain. This is not my GED education, but this is unction. Hallelujah. To speak, to declare, to function, to minister. Someone say, it's Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Verse number 6, very, very powerful verse of Scripture. I'm still in Isaiah chapter number 61. Verse number 6, but ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. What a declaration. Because we read in the New Testament, I believe Pastor's been using the verse of Scripture in the book of Peter. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. A peculiar people. Called to what? To show forth the praises of him. Who's him? It's Jesus Christ. You shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. If the person that is sitting beside you right now is born again of the water and of the Spirit, I want you to look at them right now, just for a moment. Maybe look behind you. You know they're born again. Tell them you are a minister of our God. Hallelujah. Because that is why we're anointed, so that we can minister. Hello? The ministers of our God. Many years ago, I started telling all these young people who are running around praying people through to the Holy Ghost and thinking they're spiritually bad. Not the bad, but the good, bad. It's because I spoke to them. I'm not the only one. Pastors spoke to them, many ministers, and through the course of their life, people have spoken to them. But there's something that I told them years ago, and I still tell them today. You are a mighty man of God. You are an anointed vessel. You are powerful. You are chosen of God. You're called of God. You are powerful. You are a capable minister. And they started believing it. That's why we need word. Because if we don't have word, we won't know what to believe. But when we hear the word, we have the ability to believe it and to be convinced of it. And if we can believe it and be convinced of it, we'll start acting like it and thinking like it and behaving. Hello? If your mama tells you you're a duck all the days of your life, you'll probably have a duck mentality. Huh? If your mom and daddy tells you you're dumb, you're stupid, you're never amount to nothing, you probably never will if you believe what they say. But if you believe what the Bible says about you, if you really believe it, it's only a matter of time before that word becomes manifest in and through your flesh. And the word will become flesh. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. God manifested himself in the flesh, and Jesus Christ is manifest in the church so that we can manifest him to the world. Hallelujah. They need to see Jesus. So therefore, we must live an anointed life. Not just have anointed church. We need to live an anointed life. And we can. Why don't you grab somebody and tell them, we can and we will. And you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ has anointed us. And it is God. God anointed us. Hallelujah. The word anointed, amen, in the New Testament is creo or Christus, and it's consecrated, it's furnished with administrative power. Amen. It's divine enablement. If there's two words you could remember tonight, I want you to remember these two words. Divine enablement. Tell somebody, divine enablement. Now, I don't know if there's a translation from that to Creole. I don't know. Do your best. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Divine enablement. Not natural talent, skill, or ability, but divine enablement. It's power that is furnished by God, amen, to do a certain work or to fulfill a certain office. Kings were anointed. Prophets were anointed. Priests were anointed. But the difference between the anointing that was upon them and the anointing that is in us is, in the Old Testament, it was just oil. They were consecrated and separated and dedicated. But in the New Testament, it's not on us, it's in us. And it's not oil, it's spirit. Oil runs out, but spirit doesn't run out. Why don't you lift your hands and worship God, because he don't run out. Hallelujah. Oil can run dry. Oh, but I'm telling you, but Jesus is alive forevermore. He's not oil. He's like oil, but he's not oil. He is spirit, and he is in us, and we are in him. And he that is joined unto the Lord, the Bible says, is one spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. That means I'm saturated. That means I'm so anointed, it's overflowing. It's touching my neighbors. It's touching my co-workers. Everything that I do prospers. Come on, somebody. That's what David was talking about, because of the favor of God upon his life. But I want to say this, we have more. We have more, because it's not on us. It's in us. It's in us. It's in us. Oh, praise him with a loud voice. Rejoice and be glad, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Hallelujah! 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 Saturated, overflowing. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Not a physical house, a spiritual house. Praise God. Psalms verse 45. I don't have much longer, but I'm going to try to just read through and get to some points here, and then we'll move forward and close. Psalms 45 and verse number 7 says, "Thou lovest righteousness and hatest iniquity," or hatest wickedness. "Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." Someone say, "Anoint me, Jesus, with the oil of gladness." I want to get glad when things are bad. I want to be able to look up when I'm down. I want to be able to see Jesus when I'm in the valley. I want to be able to have peace when I'm in the valley. I remember that old song, we used to sing it years ago. "And there'll be peace in the valley for me someday." Remember that song? "There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, there'll be no trouble I'll see. And there'll be peace, peace in the valley for me." Remember that one, Pastor? Woo! That's what the anointing can do. That's what the anointing can do, because Christ is the anointed one. And we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. Without Christ, there's no anointing. And without Christ, there's no glory. But he's here tonight because we are the body of Christ. We are the habitation of Jesus Christ in spirit. And we need to make up our minds. I'm going to walk in this. I'm going to live in this. I'm going to move in this. Hallelujah. Why? Because he said I can. Tell him, because he said I can. He said I can and I will. John, the book of John, 1 John chapter number 2. I'm going to close very shortly, I think. 1 John chapter number 2. I'll read just a few verses. 1 John chapter number 2, verse 20. This is one of the things that you and I need to practice, if I can use that term. But we need to make it a part of our lifestyle, really. It's taught and demonstrated through Scripture. Jesus taught it himself. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, "But you have an unction from the Holy One." Everybody say an unction. "From the Holy One. And you know all things." Not because you have a brain or because you went to Yale or Harvard. But the knowing all things is because of the unction that is in you from the Holy One. Verse number 27 says, "But the anointing," everybody say, "but the anointing, which you have received of him." Craig, you hearing me, son? "The anointing that you have received of him abideth in you." But I don't feel Jesus all the time. I don't feel powerful all the time. I don't feel his presence all the time. I don't feel like I have the victory all the time. But we can't live by what we feel or what we think. We have to learn to live by faith. And faith is predicated upon what he says. Faith must be built upon the word of God, or it will fail. "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things." In verse 27 again, "But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you." Say, it does not leave. You might leave. You might suppress it. You might quench it. But the anointing does not leave. Now, it left Samson, because Samson could not master consecration. And when you look at Samson, his anointing was tied to his consecration. And as long as he maintained consecration, then the Bible says the Spirit of God moved him at times. I don't want to be like Samson. I don't want to have a spiritual life like Samson, where God just moves you a few times in your life and you're able to do a great work and prophesy or do a good deed or give a good offering or something. I don't want to have that kind of spiritual life where I'm just, someone that I kind of do my own thing and go my own way, and I'm my own boss and I'm my own minister and I'm accountable to myself and to me and God. No. You ain't going to make it. You're not living an anointed life. You might have an anointed work every once in a while or anointed ministry every once in a while. But if you're going to survive and you're going to be able to overcome the enemy permanently, you're going to have an anointed life. And that anointing is tied to your consecration. That anointing is tied to your consecration. I want to say that so many times that it gets deep into your spirit, that the anointing that should live and function and circulate and be active in your life will be a greater reality if you live a consecrated life. Does that make sense? Let me read the scripture here. I don't have just a few minutes here. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, okay? You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing, everybody say the same anointing, teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it has taught you. What has it taught you? That ye shall abide in him. Because the Lord wants you to be anointed. He wants you to walk in the anointing. And the man of God is telling us the key to walking in the anointing is to abide in him. Oh yes, to abide in him. Oh, praise God. Before we go further, let's just reach for the Lord a moment. I hope that your spirit absorbs this spirit of truth tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, I know that I have done things and said things and occasionally I've drifted and tripped and stumbled and said things or thought things or whatever. And I haven't been consistent, but God, there's such a zeal and a determination in me. Oh, God, to abide in you, to abide in you. Hallelujah, to abide in you so that that anointing, oh, would be so active and be so alive in me. If you want the anointing to continue to abide in you and flow in you and be active in your life, hallelujah, then you and I have to learn the importance of abiding in him. Abiding in him, it takes consecration. It takes submission. It takes submission to godly authority. It takes submission to the ordinances of God. Hallelujah. There's so much to abiding in him. But you and I can do it. We can do it. How can we do it? We can do it because he will help us. If you will look to him, if you will reach for him, if you will seek after him, he will help you. I'm telling you, he will help you. He will teach you. If you will go to him, he will teach you. He will help you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was thinking about this tonight in preparation, I said, Lord, I don't know what you want, but I just, you know, make myself available to you. And a scripture came to my mind, and I want to share a portion of that. I'll read the verse of scripture, but I want to share and emphasize a portion of that tonight as we all stand. Second Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 2. Paul is speaking to Timothy, and he tells Timothy to preach the word. Preach the word. And I want to tell every saint of God in here, if you're going to preach something, preach the word. Publish the word. Tell people the word of God. Don't preach your opinion. Preach the word. Don't preach about the word, preach the word. Only the word is infallible. What you say about the word is fallible, but the word is infallible. It is absolutely truth. It will never change for no one. So it says, preach the word. And this is the thing that stood out to me today when I was thinking about this. Be instant. Be instant, in season, and out of season. The word instant here means be ready. Be at hand. Be on standby. Be instant. Be ready. Be on standby. Be at hand. Then he says, in season, that means when it's favorable, when it's convenient, when it's an opportune time, be ready. But he says you need to also be ready when it's out of season, when it's unseasonable, when it's unfavorable, when it's inconvenient. He is saying and giving a charge and an admonition to this preacher. But what's the old saying? What's good for the goose is good for the... Hello? If Paul can tell Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, I think that we can draw from that, that you and I can not just have an anointed moment with God, but we can have an anointed life. And as a result of living an anointed life, we can be ready in season or out of season. We can be ready when it's convenient or when it's inconvenient. We can be ready when it's favorable or we can be ready when it's unfavorable. Why? Because the anointing is always ready. And if we choose to walk in the anointing, then we will be ready. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready, Brother Luma. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready because there are people that are coming to us. They are coming to us, and we have to have an answer. They're going to ask us hard questions, and we have to have an answer. If we give them the wrong answer, they're going to turn and go in the wrong direction. But if we have the right answer, they're going to come, and they're going to meet our God, and they're going to find out that He is a real Savior, and He is a powerful Redeemer, and He can help them just like He has helped us. We have to have the right answer, and the only way we're going to have the right answer is if we have a right relationship, and the result of a right relationship is you walk in the anointing. 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 You move in Him. You live in Him. You breathe in Him. In Him we live and we move and we have our being. And the life that they see, they don't see flesh and blood. They see a Jesus. They see a Christ. They see an anointed man or woman of God. And it's that anointing that can make the difference in their life. If we can walk in it, if we can walk in it, if we can walk in it. Come on, lift your voices and your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If God is speaking to you, if God is touching and tugging upon your heart, then why don't you respond to Him? Hallelujah. This isn't about what I can do for you. This is about what Jesus wants to do through you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, tonight help us. We want to walk in this, not just have momentary, brief encounters with God, but we want to walk in it. We want to walk in it. We want to walk in this. Hallelujah. That means it's going to require a greater level of consecration. Oh, yes, that means a greater level of sacrifice. That means we're going to have to be crucified with Christ. If Christ is going to be seen, then we got to be crucified. It's not the new man that's going to be crucified. It's the old man that's going to be crucified. It's the old man that's going to be put off, because we can't put on the Lord Jesus Christ until we have put off the old man and his deeds. I want somebody to join me in prayer. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If I want revival for this church by myself, it's not going to happen. If Pastor Kyle and Sister Kyle, amen, want revival for this church alone by themselves, it's not going to happen. But revival is going to come to this church when we as a church come into agreement that we are going to have a revival, that we're going to have an outpouring, that we are going to see sons and daughters born. Come on, because we are a unit, we are an assembly, we are a congregation, and we've got to come into agreement that we're going to live an anointed life. Oh, Jesus, help us tonight. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, just respond right where you are. You can step out from where you are. You can walk around. But I hope that you just reach out to the Lord tonight, amen, and communicate back to Him. He's been talking to us. Now we want to respond. We want to respond to Him. Oh, we want to respond. I don't want to be like Samson. I don't want to be like him with just these moments of victory, moments where he experiences the presence of God. I want to walk in it. I want to walk in this. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, don't talk yourself out of it. Don't. Tell yourself that you've done too wrong and you've gone too far and your circumstances aren't favorable. Those things don't matter. What matters is you're going to make up your mind, the life that you're going to live, the level that you're going to walk in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you need to know that Christ is for you, that he wants you to live in victory, that he wants you to be like him, that he wants you to walk in this anointing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Stop listening to the devil. The devil will tell you what you can't do and what you can't have. The devil will tell you that you've messed up, that you're a nobody. But Jesus Christ brings his word through the prophet and the man of God. And the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, because Christ is the anointed one. That means I can do all things according to the will of God by the anointing. I can speak by the anointing. I can pray by the anointing. Hallelujah. I can comfort those who mourn. I can minister to the needy. I can help the hurting and the brokenhearted. I can minister to the prisons. Oh yes, because there is a Jesus Christ that is in me, and he dwells in you tonight. He dwells in you tonight through the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, you are more than what you think you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've been anointed by the Holy Ghost. You've been anointed by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is going to strengthen the inner man tonight. The Holy Ghost is going to strengthen the inner man tonight. I believe he's going to infuse you with greater confidence, with greater boldness. Hallelujah, with a zeal and a power. Oh yes, oh yes, the zeal of the Lord will perform this. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. That's it, that's it. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Don't misunderstand me. We're not seeking for power. We're seeking for relationship. And the result of relationship is power. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Whatever we got to do to walk in the anointing, we're going to do it. We're going to learn consecration. We're going to learn to make things right. Hallelujah. We're going to learn to love one another. We're going to learn to avoid quenching the spirit or grieving the spirit. Oh, Lord, I don't want to grieve the Spirit tonight. I don't want to quench the Spirit tonight. I don't want to suppress the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's in me. Hallelujah. I don't want to suppress the work of God. Oh, that's seeded into my life. There's a vision that come to me from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to respond. Oh, hallelujah. There's a power that is in us. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power. According to the power that works in us. What power is that? It's the anointing. That power is Christ in us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That power is Christ in us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, I want to tell somebody, if you want to walk in the anointing, you got to learn the power of submission. You got to learn the power of submitting yourself to God-given authority, whether it's in the home or on the job or in the church house. If you can learn submission to authority, you'll learn to walk in a higher level, amen, of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell every wife, if you are a wife and your husband is here or not here, but you are a wife, amen. The key to walking in the anointing, if you are a wife, is you learn submission to your husband, not because he's a great guy, but because it's a principle of God. It is a divine principle. I'm going to submit and I'm going to do what God wants me to do, because ultimately I want to please God. My husband can't take me to heaven. My wife can't take me to heaven, but Jesus Christ is keeping good notes. He's keeping record of our attitude and our submission and our works. And I'm telling you, in the Holy Ghost, if you can learn submission, you can learn how to walk in the anointing. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Yes, yes. Oh, praise God. Oh, men, let's pray one for another. Come on, pray. Pray like you need somebody to pray for you. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to close this service. We got to get out of here tonight. Oh, but let's pray. Let's set some things in motion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if we can set some things in motion, there will be a momentum that can become unstoppable. Hallelujah. We want to set some things in motion tonight by our decisions and by our utterance. Oh, hallelujah. There is a divine utterance waiting to come forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, there's living water in you. Woo, let it spring forth. Let it spring forth tonight. Hey, hallelujah. 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 Come on, the word of God's the final authority. Your circumstances are not the final authority. The word is the final authority. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, God. Oh, we can have this. We can have this. I want to reach my potential in Christ. Hallelujah. I want to reach my potential in Christ. Hallelujah. 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 In the world, they're wondering how much they can bench press and reach their max. But I want to max in the Spirit. I want to maximize my potential in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Yay! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh, yes, we can do it together. We can help one another. We can help one another. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, come on, it's time to get ready. It's time to get ready. Hallelujah, whether it's in season or out of season, we got to be ready. We got to be ready. That means we got to pray every day. Hallelujah, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesy, continue in prayer. Woo, hallelujah, God's given us the key to walk in this. Come on, saints, you have the ability to pray the prayer of faith by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, by the quickening of the Spirit that will break generational curses. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Mm. That's right, that's right, that's right. Ooh. Oh, my Father, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's right, you can talk to people. You can talk to people, and the Holy Ghost can quicken you and tell you and guide you and give you what to say and when to say it and how to say it. You can minister to the brokenhearted in the prison. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We need to become better acquainted with who we are in Christ. We're so acquainted with ourself and our flesh. We're so acquainted with our unrighteousness, our corruptedness. But we need to become acquainted with the new man. Hallelujah, the spirit man. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you're standing by a woman and you're a woman, let's pray. Hallelujah. In the closing moments of this service, can we pray? Women, amen. Let's pray for each other. Perhaps if you can find a younger woman or an older woman. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. I'm praying that you, my brother, will walk in the anointing. That's right. I want you to walk in the anointing. Hallelujah. Because you're not going to get the glory. God's going to get the glory. God's going to get the praise. God's going to get the glory. Hallelujah. I want you, Craig, not to just be a talented young man. I want you to walk in the anointing. I want you to walk in the anointing. Walk in the power of His might. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Hey, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it, brother. That's it, that's it. Why don't you just raise your hands right now and let God have His way. Let the Holy Ghost move throughout your spirit right now. Oh, that's it, Brother Terry. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord of hosts. Woo, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want my son and my daughter, I want them to walk in the anointing. I want my children to walk in the anointing. Oh, yes. I want them to be able to triumph and tread upon serpents and scorpions. I want them to live a victorious life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you can have the victory tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it.